And in the studio of WHFR, we have very, very special guests out there. Sid Detroit with special guest Howard Glazer. Welcome, Howard.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing pretty good. Thank you.
Thanks for having me here. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, wonderful to have you. And you're here on Highway 61 doing some live music here, getting some of the people playing out and about. And believe me, Howard Glazer has been around the world. Howard, where were you born?
I was born right in Detroit.
Oh, wonderful.
Born and raised in Detroit.
Cool. I know. I met you a million years ago at reruns.
Yeah, good old reruns. You know what's so weird? I was just going through some stuff in the process of moving. I found all the a bunch of reruns posters. It was pretty cool. Like, oh, yeah. Some of the bands I remember, some of the bands I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. I think, who was the band? Everybody was named Dave. Monkeys.
The Junk Monkeys.
Junk Monkeys, yeah. They were over there.
I was in the band What If Thinking, and my friends The Facts were also on that flyer.
So you've played something before you've entered this blues world. How did you get into this blues business, and tell us something about that at the beginning.
I played music my whole life. I started actually trumpet in second grade. My mother taught music in the Detroit schools, and my father was a professional saxophone player, so I've had music around me my whole life. And I just, you know, I got into guitar, and through guitar, I got into Johnny Winter, and through Johnny Winter, I started learning about the blues.
Oh, wonderful. And you've been around, you've been all over, too. And you've been everywhere. You played in the Detroit area, and you played overseas and around the world now. What was, and over the years, where's your favorite place to play, actually? Do you like Detroit and the...
Well, you know, it's... that's a tough question because there's good things about, you know,
Detroit.
I love Detroit, but I love being other places, and it's nice being, you know, in front of fresh faces and new people that have never heard you before, and to see them, oh, wow, this is cool, you know. So Detroit is cool, but I'm not, you know, dissing playing Detroit.
No, because over the years,
I played in Detroit my whole life.
Yeah, over the years, you've played at many clubs, exactly. And you've seen Detroit change and everything. Like, what was your favorite club then, and what's your favorite club now?
Oh, boy, that's a tough question. You know, I never played Sully's. I've been there, but I never played at Sully's. I used to like playing at Moby Dick's.
Oh, yeah.
Used to love the Soup Kitchen. That was a great place. Now, you know, I haven't been. The funny thing is, in the past year, I've been in the process of renovating a house and moving, which is a whole other story. So,
something on hold there.
Yeah, so
in
I haven't been doing my own thing as much as past year.
Well, you're going to do your own thing today, which is really great for us here at the station making waves.
Thank you. Yeah, and I have been touring with Eliza Neal's and the Narcotics.
And anything coming up here that we should know about?
I have a gig next Saturday, March 12th, at Brew Detroit, which is in Corktown. It's supposed to be a really nice venue. I've never been there. So I've got that March 12th, and I play solo every Wednesday, Gracie C's Pastoria in Inkster.
And
friends come and sit, and it's booked as solo, but I usually very often have, sometimes have anywhere from 3 to 5 people sitting in.
Well, that's you never know. Cool. Yeah, so that's every Wednesday going on now. Very good.
And then in May, I'm going to the UK with Eliza Neal, so that's kind of cool.
Oh, that's fabulous. And you're going to play for us today as well. Something you're going to play? What's the name of this?
Well, this first song is called Broken Down Hotel Blues, and it was written about in 2004. I played the Monstros Blues Festival in Sweden, and we're in this hotel room. The hotel is called the White Horse Hotel, and my room was about the size of this rug the drums are on. And it was really musty in there, and they said they were going to give us free, when we booked the gig, they said they would give us free dinner. Well, the dinner was, they gave us these little tickets to get hamburgers and hot dogs from the street vendors. So that's what this song is about, Broken Down Hotel Blues.
Okay, and I want to introduce the band real quick for us. Who you got playing there?
We have Glenn Giordano, did I pronounce it right, on drums, and Joseph Veloz on bass.
Okay, guys, we've got the...
And we have Sid Detroit in the house.
Yeah. WHFR Dearborn. And this is WHFR Dearborn.
89.3. Same Detroit's airwaves?
Yeah, we're making waves, too.
Making waves. That's what it was. Yeah. All right, baby. Yeah, they're making waves.
Hit it.
I think they used to say saving one a long time ago. Anyways, we won't go that far back.
Got some music for us. Broken Down. What is this one?
Broken Down Hotel Blues.
Oh, yeah. I'm waiting for it.
Box broken down hotel blue. Hamburger fries and two shots of whiskey. Front page deal. I gotta get moving on A49. Security check my shoes. I got Jack Daniel's pill box broken down hotel blue.
Thank you.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you. Sid Detroit and the Band featuring Howard Glazer with Broken Down Hotel Blues. That's one of your very own songs. You're a songwriter as well. How many CDs do you have out there and where are those?
Well, I have 5 CDs under my own name. I have many CDs with other artists. The first 2, Brown Paper Bag and Liquor Store Legend, I believe are out of print, but you can still order them online or from Random Chance Records. Then I have Wired for Sound, which is probably out of print as well. And then I have Stepchild of the Blues and Looking in the Mirror that are both in print and they're available everywhere online. And a lot of stores, they got a national distribution.
Cool.
So a lot of stores around the country, or anyone could, or like any record store can order them. And
beautiful. And like we're on CDBaby.com with those Uncut Detroit 1, 2, and 3. Are you out there on that
one? Actually, unfortunately, my distributor covers everyone
but
CD Baby because they're hooked up with this thing called The Orchard that has like everyone. Everything
right.
in the world, and because of the Orchard doesn't allow you to be on CD Baby if you're on the Orchard.
You've got a lot of people behind you out there. Deb, can we give a shout out to Deb?
Yeah, we give a shout out to Deb, my wife Deb.
Oh yeah, I've seen her and you around for years.
Yeah.
The Detroit metropolitan area.
I bet she used to bartend at reruns.
Oh yeah, I know. That's
I know that's where we met you.
Long, long, long ago. I don't even remember what year that was. But you've been.
I don't
all
think we want to.
I know.
But we could.
But you've been all over the world. Name those countries you've been to, like Japan.
I've been to Japan. I've been to Latvia twice. I've been to the UK, Germany, Greece twice. I've been to I toured 2 extensive Scandinavian tours. The first one was 5-week tour of Norway.
And there are mostly festivals you're doing over there then?
No, they have tours and festivals.
Like,
I did a 6-week tour of Scandinavia where we did 62 gigs in 45 days.
That's impressive.
And we played schools during the afternoon and bars at night.
Oh, how wonderful.
And so we played a lot. And so I played all over Scandinavia. I've headlined the Kavi Blues Festival.
That's gorgeous.
Several times in Finland. I've been there like 4 times.
Oh,
I've been to the Czech Republic. Monica Shaw and I did a 5-week tour of the Czech Republic.
Oh, wow. And they're just as receptive.
Yeah,
I mean, the audience, they love blues over there with the American artist. Is that what it is?
It is. I think because a lot of countries I've been to in Europe, in Japan and Australia as well, they're into American stuff. So
they're
trying to emulate, you know, like American blues, American jazz, American rock and roll. You know, they just. Have you noticed that too? It's like, in fact, in Finland there'll be like restaurants called like named after, you know,
places in the states for blues.
Yeah, named after like cities or baseball teams or various. You know,
so they do have the love of the states, and you fit in well. And you're going to play more music for us. Something about telephone blues.
Yeah, this song is called Telephone Blues. You know, it's like when you call your baby on the telephone, she doesn't call you back. You send her a text message, it doesn't come back. You send an email, it comes back undeliverable. That's what this song's about.
Okay, then. Here is Howard Glazer along with Sid Detroit and the Band in the studios of WHFR.FM 89.3 and New Ford College Radio.
Call home.
telephone, baby. You never pick up when I call. You never is busy. I don't get nothing, nothing at all. I bought you a brand new wristwatch. You never know what time to come home. Brand new wristwatch, baby. You know I never know time to come home. And you're all night long.
I bought you a pair of tennis shoes. You run around all night long. You been a pair of tennis shoes, baby. You run around all night long. The way you been treating me, baby. All I know. All I know, all I know, you be doing me oh so wrong.
That band.
Ooh, Sid Detroit and the band with Howard Glazer. Thank you very much, Howard. That was Telephone Blues.
Yes, it was.
Written by you.
Yes, correct.
Beautiful. Is that on one of those CDs
that's,
out there?
Yes, that's on Looking in the Mirror.
Oh, cool.
Which is also the first song we did, Broken Down Hotel Blues. And excuse me, I'm sorry, Telephone Blues is on Stepchild of the Blues, which is two CDs ago, my mistake. And the first one we did is on Looking in the Mirror.
Speaking of looking in the mirror, when you look in the mirror like that, when you play and see yourself, who besides Johnny Winter? Is there any other influences out there that
said that about Johnny, because he's one of my favorite guitar players in the whole world. But there's just so many great players. I mean.
So when you came out of the trumpet and everything, when was the first time you did find yourself in that blues bar kicking around and saying, wow, I got to do this?
Well, I mean, I always... When I first started playing guitar, which was about like third grade, I got turned on to Johnny Winter early, and then my brother turned me on to this record called Hooker and Heat, which was John Lee Hooker with Canned Heat.
Oh, yeah.
And at the time, I didn't have anyone it was at my level to jam with. And on this Hooker and Heat record, the first record, it was a double album. Side one, it was just Hooker by himself, and they'd introduce like the harmonica player from Canned Heat. But it was mostly Hooker. And so I used to listen to that, go, man, I want to try playing like that. And so when I was a kid, I used to try to sound like that.
And guitar-wise, what are you playing through, and what do you do there to make it sound like it sounds? Because it sounds pretty out there. Thank you. What are you playing on right there?
It's a Howard Glazer signature model made by Olympus Custom Guitars in Greece.
So they made that special
and you can order it on their website, OlympusCustomGuitars.com.
Oh, cool.
And right now I'm just playing through a little little Fender Super Champ. They made this version of it for 6 months in 83. It was the guy who made Rivera amps designed it, and it's kind of like a hot rodded Fender Champ.
Yeah, but I got the one with the two little channels on it.
I'm sorry.
I got the one with the two channels of that little Champ amp guy. One at home like that.
Two inputs, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. This only has one input. Yeah, because this is the hot rodded version.
Oh, cool.
But Champs are great amps.
Do like them. And I have this brand new CD, Howard Glazer, Looking in the Mirror. And is this one on the Lazy Boy record label?
Lazy Brothers, yeah.
Lazy Brothers. How long did this, and where did this, and when did this?
This came out in October of 2014.
Oh, cool. All right.
It's funny, because I've mailed them to the station personally. And then
I found it.
Oh, did you? Okay,
yeah,
cool.
It's here. Yeah.
You can have that for yourself.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, this is one here. And we're going to listen to one of these off here. It's called Emergency.
Emergency, yes.
You wrote that one?
When I first wrote it, it was a little bit, because it was when they're talked about taking the iron out of the DIA, and so that's kind of what it's about, but it also kind of goes with what's going on with the Flint thing.
Okay, well, we're going to take a listen to that and give you the guys.
It's kind of psychedelic blues.
All right, well, here's Howard Glazer from the latest Looking in the Mirror, and on the Lazy Brothers record label, here's something called Emergency.
Thank you.
from the latest CD from Howard Glaser, Looking in the Mirror. That was something called Emergency, this one on the Lazy Brothers record label. So Howard, you're out there. Howard's live in the studios at WHFR. We're at 89.3 www.whfr.fm, the station making waves. Henny Ford College Radio, I'm Kitty Love. You're listening to Highway 61. Howard, thank you very much for that song.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. Thanks for playing it.
Wonderful. I'm so glad you could come in and play music because we are an independent commercial free.
Yeah, it's awesome. I've been listening to HFR. I love HFR. So I've been listening to it for years.
Oh, yeah. And we are College Radio, and we bring to the show here people who are playing out and about in the metropolitan Detroit area. And do you have any upcoming gigs?
Yeah, I just mentioned last time, a week from tomorrow, March 12th, I'm at a place called Brew Detroit on Abbott Street in Corktown. It's supposed to be, it's an early gig, 8:30 to 11:30, and I'll have my faux band along with two background singers, Maggie McCabe and Stephanie Johnson.
Who is your full band when you go out as Howard Glaser?
It's been Charles Stewart on drums and Chris Brown on bass. And I'm also going to have, aside from Maggie McCabe and Stephanie Johnson, I'm going to have Dave Kobus on trumpet and Ralph Kozielski on sax.
Oh, that's really cool. Nice little setup there. And you're going to do another song for us.
Yes, we are. This one is just more of a straight, back to reality, straight blues. Not psychedelic. It's called Feeling So Bad.
Okay.
And I'm playing open F tuning slide.
Yeah, I like slide. Howard Glaser.
You guys can sing the background vocals if you want.
Okay.
Thank you.
morning. I don't want to go to work. Well, I said I woke up this morning and I didn't want to go to work. Staying home when my boss is such a jerk. So bad, I'm feeling bad. Well, I said, I'm feeling so bad, yo. I'm feeling bad. I'm feeling so bad. Oh, I got the blues.
Very nice. Thank you. Howard Glazer, along with Sid Detroit and the band. With you want to introduce?
Joe Velo's on the bass, Glenn Giordano on the drums. Both doing a great job. Great feel, gentlemen. And, you know, this is really cool because we've talked about jam together often. And this came together. It was really pretty cool.
Oh, cool. And that was Feeling So Bad. That's original as well. Yes. Very cool.
And that's on the Look in the Mirror CD also.
Okay. Well, our time over here for the live tunes is just about off.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you all for being out there and everything.
I didn't know if I could play this early in the day, but I guess I can. We're playing the slow blues. I think my finger is like, hey, what are you trying to do to me?
Well, I'm glad you could get up and come out and join us here in the station making waves.
I've actually had to do some early the morning radio shows and gigs throughout the
How about the other two gentlemen out there, Glenn and Joseph? Anything you want to tell us about your gigs coming up around town here? Oh, thank you very much for showing up and coming. And
yes, great players.
Playing for our wonderful listening audience, all our loyal listeners and everybody listening today. Thank you for tuning in to Henry Ford College Radio, WHFR.FM.
And thank you so much.
Oh, cool. I've got one of your songs lined up, all queued up, from Howard Glazer and the EL34s. It's called Wired for Sound. You want to tell us this one? We're going to go off with the song called Goodbye. You want to tell us how that came together?
It's kind of the way it actually came together was somehow or another, when I did it, that's three CDs ago, that was done in the late Steve Cohen studio, who passed away January 2nd. But that was originally, it was just a sound check song. He was like, no, we don't need to keep it. I'm like, let's just keep it. It's a sound check. And I really liked it. And then I got this idea to add trumpet and John Sinclair to it. And this friend of mine said, I got John Sinclair's email. And John used to manage a band I had back in the 80s. In fact, the band that played at reruns, What I'm Thinking, he managed it for a while. But anyways, and so I emailed John. And he said, sure, I'd love to do it. And
that's goodbye.
And he came and put poetry on. He's also on Detroit Blues Party with David Honeyboy Edwards.
Okay, I know. One of Joanne's favorite songs. Yeah. She played it a lot.
We're in the studio, and he goes, wow, Honeyboy's on this record. He goes, I got to be on a song with Honeyboy. He goes, I got the perfect poem. So he ended up being on two songs. Oh,
very cool. I'm going to play this one, and I thank you all for showing up, and we'll see you around town. Thanks
lots. For sure. Peace.
All right, cool. And what we're going to do here is some more music from Howard Glazer and the EL34s. Here's Wired for Sound with a song featuring John Sinclair, and it's called Goodbye. And goodbye to you guys. Thanks much for coming in the studios today.